This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. Toby Hall is the CEO of Mission Australia, one of the country's leading Christian charities. Toby has a background in finance and has for many years now worked in the NGO sector. Mission Australia has over 3,000 employees and it's committed to creating a fairer Australia and for standing up for people in need and helping them to get back on track. Thanks so much for coming in, Toby.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, you've been working in this area of helping people in need for a number of years now. What was it that led you in that direction?
A lot of it was really some personal experiences in life. In fact, from a business point of view, one of the things I used to do was to help do turnarounds for companies that weren't working. And I was actually pretty good at that. And you used to go in, work out what was broken, and then fix it. But as a lot of people would know, the people side of that industry is not always very caring. And it would be fair to say, in my experience and in my practice, it wasn't a caring environment. But I came across a couple of people who really influenced me. And the heart of the influence was around them talking about their life story and how their gifts and abilities had just not been used almost for their whole life. And I heard that and thought, what a tragedy that there's people who've got amazing gifts, amazing skills, and yet they're not flourishing. And wanted to do something to see, well, if I could change companies, could I help change people?
Right, so it led you into this this area where you thought the sort of change was the stuff you would like to see happen.
Yep, right? Absolutely, yep.
Now, what's the best part of your job?
I come to work every day and I love what I do. I'm very lucky, I'm very blessed. I don't even see it like work. And absolutely the best part is meeting people whose lives are transformed. I met a guy last week who has been off drink, drugs and smoking for 9 weeks. He'd been homeless for 18 months. He's in a house. He's just about to start doing some training to get back into employment. And you see that and you think, you know, there is absolute hope for people in our society to turn things around, get back on track. And every time you see that, you kind of, this is what it's about.
Gives you a great lift, no doubt. One of the most, there's obviously, that's a challenging area you're in. There must be some difficult aspects of your work as well.
You equally get some incredibly sad stories and just amazing pain in people's lives at times. Probably one of the toughest things is particularly when you're working with younger kids and you've done a huge amount of work to get them off drugs or to get them off drink, and then something goes haywire, they go and do something crazy and everything falls apart, and what can be literally months of work just is ruined overnight. That can be pretty devastating for me, for the team, when you see that happen. And unfortunately, that happens more often than we'd like. And we try and get people back on the program again. But, you know, that's where it hurts. The other thing is often you have people whose lives are really hurt by tragedy. And we all experience suicide from members of our programs from time to time. And again, that's very painful because it hurts our staff. Although they're professionals, care about their people, they've got a genuine love for them, and you know it hurts when those things go wrong, and that's the tough stuff.
Now, is it a case, I mean, there's sometimes where there's a finality to it, no doubt, as you've described, but is it sometimes a case of, you know, a few steps forward, a few back, working with people over months and even years?
Usually, there's a range of work we do that actually can be pretty much all steps forward, and they're slow progressions, but they are all steps forward. In more complex areas, yep, it's a few steps forward, a few steps back. Youth drug and alcohol work we often find is into the years, unfortunately, and particularly drugs. Getting people off drugs for a lifetime is very, very difficult. And we often see probably with teenagers, it might take three times through a fairly long-term program before they're completely clean. And we often see that probably once the teenagers hit the 19, 20-year-old age, somehow it's easier for them to break through the problems themselves. One of the things we know is that the best thing we can do is educate peers to the risks with drugs, educate them to help their friends who are on drugs to actually make wise decisions.
How much does your Christian faith inform what you're doing in your job?
I guess I've got this fundamental belief that God cares about people, he loves people, and he wants to take them through transformation. I'm probably driven and like my job so much because I know that I'm doing something that I think God wants done in his kingdom, and that's why I do what I do.
Well, that was Simon Smart talking with CEO of Mission Australia, Toby Hall.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.